We are here in the closet and ready to roll.
Freezing.
Goodness gracious.
I have to say it all the time.
Yeah.
But today's legit.
Cold AF.
Today is legit. It is so cold outside. But anyway. Hey, have you heard about these? I've been meaning to ask you this. Have you heard about these weighted blankets?
Weighted blankets? Yeah, they're like supposed to relieve stress and like anxiety and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. I think that's what they're supposed to do, but I feel like that it would induce stress and panic on if you put a weighted blanket on me. I mean, I low-key kind of want to feel it to feel how it feels.
I don't think the weighted blanket is so heavy that you're going to be like, oh my gosh,
you can get different,
I can't get out of here.
You can get different pounds. My friend has a 15-pound one, and I don't want to sleep with 15 pounds.
15 pounds?
Yeah, I don't want to sleep with 15 pounds on
me. What if you're, like, freezing in the middle of the night, and you've got to get up to pee, but you don't want to take your blanket off?
That happens to me every single night. It doesn't have to be weighted.
Well, I know, but then you got to carry 15 pounds to the bathroom with you.
You don't carry your blanket to the bathroom with you.
What if you want Oreos? Okay, you're cold, you want Oreos, you've got your blanket around, you're on the couch.
You don't wrap up in this blanket.
But what if you're cold? I see people walking through the house. Look at
but
Maddie,
you don't,
for example.
You don't
she walks through her car and drives places with her blankets wrapped.
That's so weird. You don't wrap up in this weighted blanket. I don't think it's a blanket that you wrap up in.
Hold on, I'm looking at them right now. You can get them at Walmart, you can get them at Target, you can get them at...
I'm sure you can't. But what I'm saying is, why do you want weight? Like, I go to bed feeling like I have weight on my chest. Why do I want to cover up with weight?
It sounds pretty interesting to me. It sounds like it might add some security to your life.
Mm-mm. No, it will not. It will add sheer panic to me. I like to be able to move freely. Do you know what I'm saying? Do I make sense at all to you?
Are you claustrophobic?
I mean, kinda. I mean, I'm not claustrophobic. I mean, we're in this closet and the door's shut, but there's a window and we can move around. So
I
don't think this
even
is
a claustrophobic
room.
Person would
okay.
be claustrophobic.
Well,
it's when you get put in like a box.
Here's what.
And
yes,
it's shut.
I guess
you
I
know,
am.
Like if you got near the like a chest.
Yes.
And they shut it and they locked it.
Yes,
you know what
I would
mean?
Not like that at all.
And then you're like, I got to get out of here, right?
Yeah,
you would freak out.
I wouldn't like that at all. But that's why I don't want to put weight on me when I go to sleep. Like that's the weirdest thing to me. But I just keep hearing all these people talk about it and how great and wonderful and amazing it is. Now, you may get better sleep if you don't fear that stuff because, you know, if you put 15 pounds on you, you're not going to toss and turn very much, right? It's going to cause more effort.
That could be good, yeah.
You're going to wake up sore like you did a workout. You don't.
I wonder if it'd help you stay on your back.
Well, yeah, it'd help you stay on your back, I would imagine.
I wonder when we're going to have some lawsuits against these weighted blankets. Something bad's going to happen.
Something bad has. I don't like the idea of it. I can't imagine me ever wanting to use it.
There's going
to
be a domestic abuse claim where somebody
threw his blanket
beat
at
me with his blanket. We're just pounding. Some chick has just beaten her husband half to death with a weighted blanket.
Oh, my gosh. But would you be down to sleep with one?
I would try one out.
You wouldn't.
I don't know about sleeping with one, but what about if you just... I don't think people sleep with them.
Yes, they do!
Okay, but I
it
think...
It is a blanket. What else do you do with it?
You have it over your couch, so when you go downstairs
you
to watch
don't
TV, you cover up with...
You don't understand the meaning of this blanket. It's to sleep with. It's not to cover up as a throw. It's not a throw blanket.
I thought it was I thought it was like, oh my gosh, I'm having a rough day. I think I'm going to go cover up for a little while under my heavy blanket.
I think you got it all wrong. I think you go to bed and you cover up with it. And you go to sleep.
I think
you
can
don't
can
wrap
do both
it around
you
to go get your Oreos at midnight. You don't walk around the house wrapped up in it. You don't watch TV wrapped up in it. I think it's for better sleep. But I do think that
why
would
are you limiting
backfire
why are you
on
limiting
me? I'm not,
the weighted
what's it,
blanket.
What's it being advertised for? Do you see it on the back of a couch? You're the one that's looking it up right
chill
now.
Chill out for a minute.
Me chill out.
Weighted blanket uses.
I'm telling you.
Wait. There's a guide for use?
See, this is
weighted
too
much. Blanket.
Why can't I just open up the blanket
use
and use it?
Guidelines for
guidelines
use.
Guidelines for a blanket?
You have to have guidelines for everything these days.
Not a blanket.
You have to have... You know why? because people are idiots. When Netflix has to come out and give a statement to protect themselves and say, don't do the Bird Box challenge or the blindfold challenge or whatever the heck it is. No, you shouldn't have to tell people.
No, you shouldn't.
Don't blindfold yourself and try to do this.
It's just like putting that McDonald's lawsuit a long time ago with the hot coffee, and she was like, I didn't know it was hot or something like that. You know, you're ordering coffee and they're handing it to you. Chances are, if they're doing their job, the coffee's going to be hot.
Coffee comes hot and it says hot on the cup.
Right. Has it always said hot on the cup, or was it because of that lawsuit?
I don't know.
I don't either. But yes, I agree. There should be things that are implied and understood when we are adults. So why do we need guidelines for a weighted blanket?
We don't. I said forget the guidelines.
That's why it's a bad idea. Anyway. But with that being said, I wouldn't mind, like, if somebody had one, I wouldn't mind feeling it. Like, see what it feels like. But I don't think I'm sleeping like that. I feel like somebody would be holding me down. And you know I don't like that in most situations.
Right.
No, I'm just saying, I don't. You know what I mean? Like, when you used to take that Krav Maga
and okay. Jiu-Jitsu. Yeah, Jiu-Jitsu was more of what I used to use on you.
Okay, well, he would try to practice this stuff on me. Like, let me show you this move. I don't like it. I don't like being held down and restrained.
Repetition is the key, and I got to have somebody to practice
on. Well, find someone else to roll with. It ain't going to be me.
It was you, and there's nothing you could do about it.
No, it wasn't. You didn't let you do that to me once, and I didn't like it.
It's more than once.
Why are you contradicting everything I say? Is it one of those days?
Yes.
Why? What's got you so mad?
I'm not mad.
Irritated.
I'm not irritated.
Frustrated.
None of those.
Non-compliance, non-agreeance.
I'm not non-agreeing. I'm not agreeing because I remember differently.
Okay.
I wrestled you more than you think.
All right. Anyway, moving on. I just wanted to know if you heard about those blankets, that's all.
I've heard about the blankets.
Okay. It's like those stupid memory foam pillows, too, like those rock-hard pillows. Who wants one of those? When I get in bed, I want to cuddle up and be snuggly.
Yeah, I want softer pillows.
Like last night, we stayed in a hotel. We went to the UK game.
Man, I love hotel pillows.
Oh my gosh, that bed was so comfortable. There were so many pillows, and it was glorious.
It was. It was very comfy.
I woke up a lot, but it was glorious.
I didn't wake up that much.
It was cozy.
Once I passed out, I was out, I think.
Well, I woke up quite a bit.
Did you?
So you know.
Well, thanks for keeping watch.
Yeah, no problem. I was the first one up this morning as well. But anyway, it was fun going to the game. We got out of town for 24 hours. Like, it was literally, like, actually, I think it was, like, 23 hours.
It wasn't 24, because we left at, like, 3 and we got back at 1.
Yeah, so it was a quick trip, and I think that's why I feel like I'm going to fall over right now.
Yeah. We're gonna crash. It was a blast, though. A lot of fun.
It was. We go every year. We go once a year to the UK game. Back to my hometown.
That's not your hometown. Just to be clear.
My home state. Okay, fine.
There we go. That's better.
Lexington's not my hometown. I'm so sorry. See what right. I mean?
And Morgantown is not my hometown.
Okay. Gosh, you are so disagreeable today.
I'm not being disagreeable.
You are.
I am trying to make... I don't want a listener to think, oh my gosh, I'm from Lexington too.
Nobody's going to think that.
I'm going to message her and we're going to talk about Lexington stuff. Oh my gosh. The bistro down on C Street.
Oh my.
I wonder if she ate there.
Oh my gosh. Listen. You're just mad and stressed because you had to drive both ways. And scaring the crap out of me yesterday, namely, it was windy.
That was the wind, and
yeah,
it was
but
awful, and it sucked, and it was not fun. But I got us there.
You did, but...
To no appreciation from anyone.
Oh, everyone's whatever.
Now I know how pilots feel.
Boo-hoo.
Now I know how pilots feel. They stress, and they get you to your destination, and you won't even look up at them when you walk off, and they're...
Yes, I do. I look at every pilot and say thank you when I get off the plane all 4 times that I've flown.
Well, that's different because they're a pilot.
Well, that's what you just said.
You think, oh, it's a pilot.
You just said.
I want to get in the cockpit.
You just. So to speak. Are you listening to what you're saying? You just said everybody's so unappreciative of pilots.
Most people that travel regularly.
I don't agree with that. Not who's being disagreeable.
This is a disagreeable tennis match.
You have this vibe jumping off you, Mr. Gap sweatshirt.
This is my all-time favorite sweatshirt. I've had this sweatshirt.
Obviously, for a long time.
Forever. And it is so comfortable.
It's all nice and broken in.
It's comfortable. It's big time broken in. It's freaking warm. It's durable. It's reliable. What else in here is other than you? Like, you look around, you're like, what has lasted the test of time?
I have a few
in this house.
I have a t-shirt over there that I got at, speaking of UK in Lexington, that I got in Lexington at the University of Kentucky when I went for cheerleading camp.
Back in middle school. You got a t-shirt, that's right.
Back in middle school, because this dude, which was a cheerleader, was like, hey, I like your shirt. And I was like, hey, I like your shirt better. I had on like this like...
That's so cute.
I had on this like Panama Jack shirt.
Cheerleaders, like one of the bigger, older cheerleader guys.
He was a college student. It was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I said, I like yours. And he goes, let's trade. And I said, okay. And we traded shirts. I had on a shirt thing underneath it. Don't worry. Mm. And I just rip off my shirt on the middle.
But you would have because you're crushing on him, I'm sure.
Oh.
At that age, that's like.
Oh, sure, I was. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, that's normal, right?
Now I have his t-shirt still. It's durable. It has some holes in it. It's faded.
You hear that out there, Mr.
He's probably, what do you think? I was what? I was 14. He was probably at least 20.
21.
Yeah. So he's almost 50. He almost 50 now.
He's 50 now. And I bet you he ain't
51.
I bet you ain't lift a girl up in a year. I bet he ain't looked up a skirt forever.
He lifted me up. I got right up on their shoulders.
I bet you did.
Stood right up there. Nice and tall.
I bet you did.
I had shorts on there. Don't worry. And then, shortly after that, when I dismounted.
Wow, this is getting real, people. This is getting real. Her fantasies come to life.
You
should see the sparkle in her eye.
This happened. No, the sparkle in my eye is my new face regimen.
I think we have moved from a cheerleading scene to something else.
No, the sparkle in my eye is my new face regimen I'm doing. Washing
with
my face.
This cheerleader?
No. Anyway, shortly after I did that, I got stung right in the side of my eye by a wasp, and it ruined the whole day.
Did you freak out?
Yeah, freak out. It hurt. You ever been stung close to your eyeball by a wasp?
No, I wouldn't let a wasp get near my eyeball.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't. It was like quick.
You didn't hear it buzzing?
I probably was just taken back by the cheerleader and I didn't hear anything.
You probably were. You're too distracted by the dude.
I was. Well, my cheerleading career lasted about a minute and a half. And then I was done with that crap. I was done being a cheerleader. I didn't fit in there. I was a sports girl. Not that cheerleading's not a sport. Don't get your freaking cheerleading skirts in a wad.
What defines a sport? And I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not busting on cheerleaders.
I think that cheerleading is a sport.
I think cheerleaders are great.
Because they do compete.
We should keep them.
I think to be a sport, don't you think you have to have some sort of competition?
You've got to. Well, yeah.
Even if it's with yourself.
You've got to have a competition.
Well, golf, you're competing, maybe. I mean, I don't know.
Well, you are competing. You got to have the lowest score.
And I think
amongst
that
the field.
I think that cheerleading is a sport because a lot of times they compete.
What are they winning? They're not competing. They're out there cheering.
They win stuff just
right,
like...
They started the competition so they could say they're a sport. That's what you're saying.
I think...
Because before
there's other
then,
guidelines
they just were there to root on the teams.
Other guidelines...
And get the crowds jacked up.
Well, that's hard to do.
And they do
a
good
sport,
job.
And I think that's a sport.
You know what? I think it's a sport, too.
I think it is, too.
But I really don't know. I'd like to break this down a little closer. And we need to bring in the cheerleading squad, or at least a couple of good-looking cheerleaders.
That. You'd like that, wouldn't you?
How about those
WVU basketball cheerleaders that look like they're 12 years old?
I'm thinking we need to go for some NFL cheerleaders.
Okay, that makes me feel a little bit better.
You know what I'm saying?
Not much older than 20, but okay.
Well, I mean, they've got to be a little bit older than those girls at W. They looked like high school girls.
They looked so young, and it made me feel so old, which brought me to this. I mean, the
UK dancers last night, they looked a lot older.
But we were also up higher.
Probably junior level and up, the acceptable level.
It's not acceptable. It's gross. They're students. It's like,
so gross.
No, it is.
I know.
We're getting ready to have a kid go into to college. What if some weirdo sitting in the closet with his wife doing a podcast that's 42 years old is like, oh, those college girls. That's sick.
That is
sick.
You're
a sick bastard is what
you
are.
I'm a sick bastard. And you know what? I'm 43 going on 44, so don't.
That's even sicker.
Don't crush my maturity.
It's not even a word, but.
Hey, I can make my funnies. I can make my jokes. I can have my time.
Yeah, it's hilarious. I'm cracking up over here. So funny to tease about college girls. I don't think I can take it anymore. I'm laughing so hard. We probably just need to stop this podcast. I mean, you had me at NFL cheerleaders. Okay, well,
that's where I'm going. NFL cheerleaders. So I made a joke about junior level and up. That was my joke. We can have a wrestling match right now.
Still not funny. Still not laughing.
Somebody out there is laughing at us right now.
Somebody probably is. So we've done our job. No, but seriously, I do. But if I have to be honest with myself, am I saying that cheerleading is a sport just to save face, or do I really think it's a sport? Like, what makes a sport other than a competition? You know what I mean? Like, does it have to be something physical to be a sport?
Yes.
So chess isn't a sport. It's a game.
It's a game.
Okay. So what makes something a sport?
Because if everything you competed at was a sport, then I would be playing a sport every day because I'm competing every day in my job. I'm competing with other agents. I'm competing on price. I'm competing on coverage. I'm competing on all kinds of things. I'm trying to kill my competitor. No physicalness is... Well, there's some physicalness to it. I get up and move around sometimes. Sometimes I write. Take notes.
You're not a sport, no.
Exactly. Thank you.
So it does need to be
physical.
That
was my point. It's not a sport.
Okay. Like, well...
Insurance sales is not a sport.
You, no, it's not.
That's what I'm clarifying.
Insurance
right now.
Is probably, no defense, but probably one of the most boring jobs out there.
Well, you don't know anything about it, so you need to back off.
Jeez. Come at me. All right. So what defines a sport? I just looked it up. It's an athletic activity requiring skill or physical... What?
Prowess?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Because it's a common word.
No, I've never heard that word.
Really?
Prowess?
Yeah.
What does it mean then?
Prowess. It's like prowess. Probably the freaking actual definition of it, but it's
I've never
prowess.
Heard that
like
word.
It's like your
It says that Oxford Dictionary defines it as an activity involving physical exertion and skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. So we were right. We were dead on Oxford Dictionary.
So, you've got to be physical. It's got to be a physical exerting... You got to train
skill
for this,
or
right?
Physical prowess?
Prowess. You've got to train to do this.
So, you have to train to be a cheerleader.
Basketball, football, baseball. They train to do what? To go to battle with another team. Every time they go,
right.
They train every day because they got a game on Saturday, or they got a game on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, or they got a game every other day in baseball. Yeah. But they're training to beat an opponent.
Right. Okay. So
cheerleading,
I think
they
train
to entertain a crowd. They're like entertainment.
Right. But.
But then they train to do these competitions.
There you go. So there's competitive cheerleading. That's a sport.
That's a sport.
But what, just because they're competing.
Is dance a sport? Those girls dancing down there.
They're competing.
Is that a sport? With who?
They compete with other individuals.
Is it a sport?
Oh, you mean what we saw last night.
Yeah, like if you're a casual fan, you're coming
if
out.
There's
like,
dance teams competitions, yes.
Right. But they were just, so were they just last night at the game, they're just practicing for their competition?
Maybe.
They weren't competing with anybody.
Not that night.
Just each other.
Not that night.
Because chicks.
Not that night.
That's probably derogatory nowadays. That's probably a really bad word.
It probably is. I don't know. At the end of the day, I guess.
I'll allow it. I will allow it. You know what? I'm going to allow it.
Okay. He allows it.
I allow it.
Oh, wow.
Cheerleading is officially a sport as of, wait for it, 8:35 on the ninth day.
Of January.
Of January 2019. It took this long for it to be recognized as a sport. I'll make the call after this.
I'll call up the
sports authorities. We'll release a statement to ESPN, Fox Sports, whatever.
Okay, so it is officially a sport.
It's a sport now.
Whew. That was hard to get through.
It's a good talk.
Anyway.
It's a good talk.
Yeah, good talk. But anyway, my cheerleading career ended very abruptly because it's just not my
I think what
forte.
Happened is you left that camp and you missed this man so much.
I did.
This college-aged guy, he just, the trading of the shirt ruined you and you just couldn't go in and cheer anymore because every time you did, you thought of him.
I wore that shirt every day for the longest time. I didn't wash it. Is that weird?
You heard that, everybody, right?
I mean, I didn't.
She did not watch. Could you smell him on it?
Have you?
Did he wear, like, girl's perfume?
I don't remember that. I mean, I probably
well, that's
not.
Why you didn't wash it, right?
We were outside, like, cheering.
Or outside cheering.
Yeah.
Did you ever get to hold the big cone?
Yeah.
That's cool. Was it like, did you guys have like the did you have boys that were like hitting puberty and they scream in it and their voices
no,
are cracking
we didn't
stuff?
Have, I didn't, we didn't have boy cheerleaders at my school. We were all girls. We had pom-poms, short skirts.
That's right, because you were in Kentucky, and back in the early 90s in Kentucky, somebody would have killed a boy cheerleader probably.
No, the UK had boy cheerleaders. I just told you that.
Yeah, but that's different.
I think those guy cheerleaders are strong.
Well, they are strong.
They are.
Yeah, they're strong. They got to lift up another human being.
Which yeah, but they most did not, of those...
They did not do that good at the game that we were at. Not last night, but the other game.
At WVU?
They were lifting them up. I was like, man, they're struggling.
WVU?
And then the one dude was big.
I know. I was
and
like,
were,
move
the
over. Let me lift her up for
they
you.
They were holding up the one girl, and they were like twisting around in a circle to show everybody, you know, they got to show all sides of the stadium, and the dudes were rubbing bellies, which was weird. I was waiting for friction. I was waiting for a spark. I'm sure there was.
Oh, that's so gross. That one dude had bigger boobs than I did.
He did.
I was low-key jealous.
Yeah, he had the bitch tits going strong.
What? That's not very nice. That you're derogatory.
I know. I forgot I was on air for a minute. Is that what we are on air?
Not on
with
air.
The sign on.
Yeah.
We need to get a Krispy Kreme sign to have as our.
We don't need a Krispy Kreme sign.
That would be cool.
No, it would not.
I think it'd be cool. It'd be kind of
an on air sign would be cool, but a Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme. If it's on, we're podcasting. If it's off, we're not podcasting. But if it's on, it's fresh podcasting, people. Fresh podcasting going on right here, right now.
There is something wrong with you.
There is.
Something happened to you today.
Something?
Yes.
Something? Maybe lack of sleep?
Oh, that's what it is.
Maybe I'm a little delirious.
So tired. Today, I couldn't even do my stupid, oh my gosh. So I'm doing this pull-up challenge.
You couldn't do your stupid, oh my gosh?
I'm doing this pull-up challenge, and I'm on number 3. I'm supposed to get a number 4 tomorrow. Well, I barely got my 3 today. In fact, we didn't put this on. Well, I don't think I got it. I don't think I made him delete it. But I didn't even get to 3 the first time I tried. And I was like, screw that. Come back in 10 minutes. So I had to get pumped up. I had to put my favorite song on. And I barely got the 3. That's how tired I am.
Well, just so you think about this. At like 1 or 2 a.m. this morning, we were in Lexington, Kentucky.
Lexington,
Kentucky, in the lobby of a Hilton, analyzing horse art.
But that wasn't that late.
Drinking bourbon. A lot of bourbon.
I wasn't drinking bourbon.
You were drinking wine. I was drinking really good
bourbon.
It
wasn't 1 or 2 in the morning.
It was, well, okay, we went to bed that late. You know what? It was at least midnight.
Oh, well, yeah, but that's way different than 1 or 2 in the morning. It's a whole 2 hour difference. I'm
trying to tell a story.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It was, let's start this over. Today, whenever you think it was, we were in the lobby in Lexington, Kentucky. I was drinking bourbon. You were drinking
wine.
We were analyzing weird horse art over a waterfall. And you were making friends with the elderly UK fans that didn't have to get up the next day. But we were not going to freaking let them people go. We were not going to let them stay up later than us.
No, because we came in from the game after we ate, and there was this older group of people sitting like in there were chairs, comfy chairs, like sitting in a circle, sitting there talking. And we were like, oh, that's cute. So we go upstairs, we change our clothes, we fix our drinks, and we come back down, and they're still there. So we all sit there, all four of us, the friends of ours.
They're real good friends with us, yeah.
Yeah. We were wondering, like, you know, are they staying at the hotel, or are they just here having drinks? Do they come from out of town? Are they from here? Do they have season tickets and all this stuff? So we were wondering. I was like, well, I'm just going to go ask them. And Jeff knows me. He's like, yeah, she'll do it. It's not a big deal. And they're like, oh, I dare you. You won't do it. And I'm like, you Either don't even know me. Yeah. I mean, you don't even know me. So I couldn't just go over there and sit down and, like, be weird. So I had there was this, like, statue of a horse by them.
Yeah, a horse statue.
So that was my angle that I took.
Right.
And I was like, I am so sorry to bother your conversation, but I'm a horse lover, which is
I could almost think if not we would have had you like hitting on a guy. What if we'd have dared you hit on a guy and that would have been your line? I wanted to come over and see a horse.
Which is hilarious because I am not a horse lover at all. In fact, I fear them a little bit. And I was like, I'm a horse lover, and this horse right here is beautiful, and I would like to take a picture. Can I sit right here for a second, just take a picture? I'm so sorry to interrupt. And they're like, oh, no, no, no. Do you want us to move our chairs? And they're like leaning back out of the way. I have the picture.
That's awesome.
They're like leaning back out of the way, like trying to get my – and I was like, after I took the picture, I was like, so did you enjoy the game? Check her out. She's leaning.
She did not get out of the way, and she was not getting up.
It really is a beautiful horse.
That's hysterical.
It really is a beautiful
horse. She's like
horse.
Dead in the middle of the picture.
I need to send this to Michael and Melissa.
That's crazy.
I'm going to send it right now. Anyway, I was like, did you enjoy the game? And they're like, yes, did you? And mind you, these older women are drinking whiskey or bourbon on the rocks.
Oh, the girls are drinking Kentucky bourbon. These are Kentucky
girls,
women. They know
these
their
older
stuff.
Ladies.
They're
when
for
I,
real.
They're probably, what, was 70s?
Yeah.
They were drinking, yeah. So, and I was, they said they enjoyed the game. Of course, they won. I was like, are you all from here? Are you from in town? And they were like, well, we went to school at UK. We graduated from UK a long time ago, they said. And then we just started talking, and they were ones from, like, they were from different parts of Kentucky, but now they live out. So they were, in fact, in spending the night there staying. So anyway, so we, you know, I say goodbye, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And, like, 30 minutes go by and they're still sitting there. And that's when the competition started. We're like, we are not going up to bed before these 70-year-olds drinking bourbon.
The women were handling
Lexington.
Their bourbon, too.
No, we're not doing this. Those ladies were handling the bourbon better than you were.
No, they weren't.
Who were they running over putting their hands in the water fountain?
I didn't put my hands in the water
Michael
fountain.
Michael did?
That wasn't me.
Okay. I should say you all that were drinking bourbon.
Look. We were young and
and you
fun.
Were a little lippy. You were a little
I was a little lippy.
You're a little lippy. And they were just sitting over there just tame as can be. So kudos to you older people.
It was fun. It was fun to experience Lexington another time.
But when we do these kind of trips, I don't know if you feel this way or if it's just me. It's so weird to do it like in the middle of the week. Like right now, I feel like it's a Saturday or a Sunday. Like, I feel like you do stuff like that on the weekends. You don't go out of town on a Tuesday and go to a game and eat burgers and crack fries and drink wine and stay up till 2 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
No,
time
not
it was.
Unless you're crazy. But it was good.
It was
I
good,
it.
But I'm so.
But yeah, it definitely just, you come back. You know, I go straight back to work today. And
it's yeah, me too. It's hard, but anyway, it was fun. I don't regret it, but I am super tired today. Couldn't even do my three pull-ups.
I was struggling this afternoon to
But anyway.
To do anything.
Tomorrow's a new day. Get those 4 pull-ups, damn it.
That's right, tomorrow. You're going to rock them out,
tomorrow,
baby.
Tomorrow I'm moving up, but today's was juicy today's.
No.
Oh, you're going to have to watch today's. Today's was rough.
So busy.
Today's was rough, but anyway. That's all I got. I'm going to go take a nap.
I got nothing else. I'm done.
All right, peace out.